Hello, guys. Well, look, here's a question. Are femmes generally having to accept more accountability than they used to? Oh, I know, they don't get charged or have to face the repercussions that men do. They generally get a slap on the wrist, and a man gets thrown in jail for the rest of his life. Well, not quite, but you know what I mean. But here's two sort of news items where the femmes have to accept some accountability. The first femme is a hotel receptionist, and actually, she looks like one. She's got that false smile, probably false teeth, and lots of vacancies. Now, she has loads of pictures on her media. I mean, you can see that she surely does love herself. She's 36 years of age, and she sent a picture of her ex-boyfriend's genitals to his new girlfriend when she found out he was seeing somebody else. And apparently there's a child custody battle as well between them. But as you can see, femmes can be quite vindictive. They don't want you anymore, but they don't want you to have anybody else either. Now, I haven't read the news item, but you can bet your bottom dollar it's going to be all the man's fault, I suspect. But she has pleaded guilty of harassment. But of course, she's spared jail time. Can't have a princess in jail, can we? Yeah, all she got was a 12-month suspended jail sentence, and she has to sort of go to this rehabilitation thing for 25 days. Would be interesting what a man would get in that situation, but there you go. At least some accountability. Now, here's another femme. Now, this one's a pediatrician. She's a doctor, and she's 49 years old. But she was caught drinking on a night shift she was doing. Basically, a colleague saw her crack open a can of lager, take a few sips, and then go see some patients. And then I guess she came back and took some more sips. And the colleague noticed that she had another 3 cans of lager in her rucksack. So I guess she was going to do them all that night, maybe. It was found out later that she's had 2 drink driving charges against her. And she's been caught behind the wheel drunk, but not charged. Again. So obviously this pediatrician has a drink problem. Anyway, they've suspended her for 12 months. Now, she wasn't struck off because she mentioned some personal issues. I expect that was probably going to be a man, I bet you. But it's pretty obvious she has a drink problem and has had for a very long time. But once again, some accountability. And you bet you that colleague that told on her, I bet that was a femme. They just don't get on together, do they, old femmes? So yeah, guys, what do you think? Are they having to accept more accountability than they used to or not? Let me know.